This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, April 16th. God's word for you today is, understand this. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 40, verse 13 to 14, which says, who is able to advise the Spirit of the Lord? Who knows enough to give him advice or teaching? Has the Lord even needed anyone's advice? Does he need instruction about what is good? Did anyone teach him what is right or show him the path of justice? Easter is all about getting up. You may have been down because of perhaps happenings in the world today, or maybe even your personal issues now compounded by world events. But Easter is about getting up. You may be emotionally down, or maybe spiritually down, or maybe even physically down, but Easter is about getting up. You will arise and shine. Be the best that God has called you to be. When it comes to getting up, there are two things that are usually a challenge as far as man is concerned. There are two things that hinder man from getting up, and they are our wisdom and our righteousness. Wisdom is a gift from God. However, as beautiful as wisdom is, knowledge and wisdom can become a barrier to man, hindering man from becoming all that God has created him to be. Our righteousness, we think we are good because we are well behaved and have kept God's commandments. This is usually a challenge. God is a God of knowledge. God expects us to be filled with wisdom. In fact, knowledge, science, and discovery are not anti-God. God blessed man with the gift of science, and man must recognize that science, knowledge, cannot be anti-God. In fact, man knows so little compared to the depth of the wisdom and the knowledge of the living God. Science and God are not at variance. In the heat of the coronavirus pandemic in 2020, the U.S. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, made a profound statement. Christians were saying they do not want science. They just want to pray. She said, for those who say we choose prayer over science, I say science is an answer to our prayers. That is so spot on. Science is actually an answer to prayer when men pray. If you check all those huge institutions like Harvard, Cambridge, and the advancement of science, many of them came from the church. Even now, when men pray, God can give doctors ideas. So, science is not at variance with God. Science is an answer to prayer. I like that Nancy Pelosi said that science is an answer. It is just one of the many ways God can reach his people and can bring life to his people. But the problem with science and with knowledge is it puffs man up. When man has knowledge, he becomes arrogant, and that is where the problem is. However, knowledge generally cannot stand by itself. Knowledge has to stand in reference to its source. In fact, if you have to do or have done any publications, you will need to state and give credit to your sources. And this is the work of men. How much more should the whole body of knowledge on earth should give reference to the source, the Father of all spirits, the source of all knowledge? When knowledge and science attempt to stand alone, it becomes a problem. Knowledge cannot stand alone. The limitation of it is even evident in the world today. And this also reveals the second problem with knowledge of man. It is limited. Let us pray. Father, you are the source of all knowledge, the custodian of wisdom, and I bow in awe of you. I ask that you will fill me with your wisdom and knowledge in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.